Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American, African American or African American Black, Hispanic, white, or Caucasian?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on the most to help you and your family? Crime and public safety, abortion, local growth and development, the economy and jobs, kindergarten to 12 education, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, taxes, access and cost of healthcare, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, or climate and the environment?
What was the beginning of that question? Which issues are most important?
Which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family?
The governor and state legislature?
Yes.
I don't understand the question. Say that again.
From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on the most to help you and your family?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Can you give me a list again?
Yes. Crime and public safety. Abortion, local growth and development, the economy and jobs, kindergarten to 12 education, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, taxes, access and cost of healthcare, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, or climate and environment.
Healthcare.
Moving on. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how are you likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
Definitely Democratic.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials they will be me familiar with. Please, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Sienna Osta?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Sienna Osta.
I never heard of him.
Mike Caruso?
Haven't heard of him.
Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat? Usually vote Democrat. Vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans? Usually vote Republicans or always vote Republicans?
Usually Democrat.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college writing with an associate or two-year degree, college writing with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
And what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, or Islamic, agnostic, atheist, or non-believer?
Not religious.
I'm sorry?
Not religious.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We appreciate your opinions.
Do you want to ask my wife's opinions, or you have to call everybody?
Yeah, we need to call her.
That's
to call
thought.
Her.
Okay.
Thank
All
you
right,
so
thanks.
Much. Bye-bye.